Good morning. Welcome to the Saturday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Limler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today, as we wrap up a week focused on learning to wait, we've reached the topic on learning to wait for one another. We've talked this week about learning to wait obediently, learning to wait patiently, learning to wait with courage, with hope. But learning to wait for one another, Paul writes, and he addresses the Christians about, well, really about their selfishness as they would gather and worship God and remember the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus, but they were kind of all doing their own thing. And when they would gather for meals to celebrate, if you arrived early and had food, you would just eat, and those that would come late may not end up with anything. And God's instruction is not simply about meals, although that's important, but it's about learning to honor one another as we learn to wait. We wait for them, we wait on them. And I know it's commonly taught that it's rude to be late to something, that it's inconsiderate to make people wait. And I'm not talking about intentionally causing people to wait because, well, they need to honor us and learn to wait. I'm talking about learning to be considerate. We've all had times, I would guess, when we've not arrived at some destination, some place, some event when we would have wanted to. And sometimes it's a matter of we need to do better in our planning. But sometimes it's so much unforeseen, unanticipated, often trivial details that cause us to make others wait. Or at least make them choose whether they will wait or not. But when we live as God's children, when we live as His family, as His people, His desire is that we would learn to wait as an element of honor, as an element of respect, as an element of expressing value. Growing up on the farm, we had meal times that were fairly consistent. And as children in the household, we knew lunch would be ready at noon. But it didn't matter how close to noon that we arrived at the table. If everyone wasn't there, we didn't eat. And especially if Dad had not gotten in out of the field yet, we would not eat until we had all gathered. We knew how important it was to wait for one another, to not leave the scraps and the leftovers for whoever showed up late. There were those rare occasions where Mom knew that there was something in the field, some need that Dad would not be in anywhere close to lunchtime. And on those rare occasions where we went ahead and ate, Mom always fixed Dad's plate first and kept it warm. He was served. He was taken care of. It wasn't a matter of seeing what was left by the time everyone else was done. And I think the huge principle behind learning to wait for one another is learning to honor them, learning to make sure they're taken care of. It's not a matter of learning to be inconvenienced or learning to allow others to inconvenience us or us inconvenience them. It's a matter of thinking about each other. Of making sure that there aren't those that have plenty and those that have little. You see, this learning to wait for one another is a matter of God calling us to care for our brothers and sisters, for our family, for our Christian family, for our human family. You see, when we learn to wait for one another, we help them to realize that they're valuable. And when they know the value that they have in their family, then it's their responsibility to not be deliberate in disrespecting others by making them wait. You see, it cuts both ways. But it's our responsibility to do what we can. It's not our responsibility to do what they can't. It's on them. God has never in Scripture given us a pass to say, if so-and-so doesn't do that, then you're off the hook. His constant calling to each one of us is to do what's right, to be the person God created us to be that representative of Jesus. I think of how often Jesus was mistreated as he walked this earth. I mean, the ultimate mistreatment of the crucifixion, but even throughout his life, it would be easy to kind of get an attitude and to think, people are taking advantage of me. All they care about is the stuff they get, the healing, the food, the teaching. But the very heart of Jesus was all about setting a stage, a scene, a environment where the teaching would happen, where he could show and tell and live the message of God to those that were present. And when we learn to wait for one another, we learn to live a little more like Jesus. To say, even if they don't have their act together, even if they can't be here on time, even if this or that or whatever, they are valuable. You see, doing the right thing isn't always easy. In fact, it's often more difficult than it is easy. If it was easy, everyone would do the right thing all the time. But what does life look like when we tell another person they're valuable? Do they believe it? I'm guessing that depends on how much you show them that they're valuable. For most people, words, well, they've kind of reached the point where they're rather empty if they're not backed up with actions. Years ago, I worked for an antenna service company, and we had a salesman that worked for us for a little while that he would promise the customers anything that they asked for. They wanted things done in a certain way. He said, we can do that. Often we couldn't. Many times it was physically impossible. The equipment would not work if it was done and installed and put at the place that he promised we could do. It reached the point where word kind of spread that you can't believe what he says. Is that our reputation? When we talk about how valuable people are to God, because they don't see us showing value to them? You see, learning to wait isn't about us being inconvenienced. It's about us being more like Jesus. Jesus, the one who said he came to serve, not to be served. He came to give himself up, not to set himself up. You see, that's the secret, that's the key, that's the ultimate goal that God has in our learning to wait for one another, is that we would represent Jesus well and we would express to them with our words and our actions that you matter. You are valuable. Today, as we spend time praying, are there people in your life that you're tired of waiting for or tired of waiting on? What would God have you to do that would honor them? Are there ways that you can help them? Learn to value others with their time management, even as you value them by waiting? You see, God says that he is patient, not willing that any should perish. Should we not live with that same degree of patience, that same motivation of patience? That no matter what people do, we're not willing that any would perish. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us, that you patiently wait for us when we're not what we ought to be, when we're not what we can be, when we're not what we should be. And Father, as we learn the value that you've placed upon us by your patience and your expressed through your patience and your waiting, may we learn to wait for one another. When we don't feel like it, when we don't think they deserve it, at all times. And Father, as we learn to wait for one another, may we express to them through our words and our actions the value that they have to us, the value that they have to you. But Father, as we learn to be considerate of one another, may we not be intentional in our causing others to wait. May we value their time. May we value them. May we look at this from every side, every angle, every aspect of learning to honor one another above ourselves. Whatever that means, whatever that looks like, may we learn it well. And may we constantly keep in mind how to do life together, how to share, how to keep some from having plenty and others from eating the scraps. Father, as we live life, as we consume in this world, may we be mindful that we're not the only ones here. And may our love for people grow daily so that they can share in your feast. And as we long for that day that we gather with you, may we always have in mind those around us that we're still waiting for, that we're patiently serving and sharing with and telling about Jesus. Father, that they too would join us in that heavenly banquet. Thank you for your patience, for your willingness to wait, so that many would come to know Jesus. Father, today as I pray for the children in our homes, our schools, our churches, our communities, I pray that we would have great patience with them, that we would learn to wait, that our expectations and demands upon them would be considerate of their growth and their need to be them. That we would not be so blinded by our consumerism and our own wants and needs and desires that we leave them out. Father, that we would value the children around us, and that we would teach them the value of waiting on one another, the value of waiting for one another, the value of doing life together. Father, as I continue to pray for those in my circle of friends and acquaintances that are struggling today, I pray specifically for my friend Cal, who had a rough afternoon yesterday. I pray that you would bring strength and healing to his body, that you would strengthen his lungs, that you would break up the infection that has taken over, and that you would dissolve it, that it would be gone. That you would protect the organs in his body that are under attack. That you would strengthen his family with courage and peace in the midst of such uncertainty. Father, we lift all of those that are caring for him up to you and ask that you would fill them with great wisdom. Father, for the family, friends that are grieving, may you comfort them. Even with this promise of waiting for one another. And Father, may we live life prepared for that day that we can all regather and feast with Jesus. Father, today as we have opportunity, may we make the most of those opportunities to serve and to wait and to value the people around us. And may the way that we do that be so countercultural that we're able to present and represent and share Jesus. Today, may we lift up Jesus at every opportunity that we have so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Saturday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.